From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
All four baseball playoff series resumed yesterday in the National League. Pittsburgh even their series with the Cardinals, a 7-1 win over St. Louis. Rookie pitcher Gerrit Cole pitched six strong innings. The Atlanta Braves needed a stopper to tie their series, and Mike Minor allowed just one run in six and a third innings yesterday as the Braves beat the Dodgers 4-3. The National League series are off today. In the American League, Boston rolled over Tampa 12-2. Former Wisconsin Woodchuck Ben Zobrist had a home run for the Rays, but it wasn't nearly enough. John Lester shut down Tampa as Boston's offense cruised. The two teams will play again today. Detroit beat Oakland 3-2 behind baseball's only 20-game winner. Max Scherzer had 11 strikeouts over seven innings of two-run ball for the Tigers. Also, the Cincinnati Reds fired manager Dusty Baker after six seasons yesterday. Baker guided the Reds to the playoffs three times in the last 4 years, including a wild card appearance this season. Today's college football slate features three games between ranked opponents. Number 8 Florida State and 25th-ranked Maryland will kick things off. Fourth-ranked Ohio State will look to stay perfect as they visit number 16 Northwestern in a Big Ten battle. And number 5 Stanford will host 15th-ranked Washington in a Pac-12 showdown tonight. Also, top-ranked Alabama plays host to Georgia State, and number 2 Oregon will visit Colorado. The Badgers are off today. The Pointers, though, have their homecoming game at Gerke Field in Stevens Point. They take on River Falls. Cleveland Brown quarterback Brian Hoyer will need season-ending surgery to repair a torn ACL. He hurt his right knee in Thursday night's game against Buffalo. M.D. Jennings will start at free safety tomorrow for the Packers when they host the Lions at Lambeau Field. Strong safety Morgan Burnett will also make his season debut after he suffered that hamstring injury in the exhibition season. Meanwhile, Jason Day and Graham Dillette won their match at the President's Cup. Keegan Bradley and Phil Mickelson put together a stunning display of golf yesterday as well, helping the U.S. keep a one-point lead over the international team. Weather delayed many of the matches, including Steve Stricker's match. Kevin Harvick has the pole for tomorrow's NASCAR race at Kansas. That ended a 254-race pole drought for Harvick. Milwaukee Bucks fans get their first look today at the nearly totally reworked team. After 4 days at training camp, the Bucks hold their only public practice at the Bradley Center. The Bucks have 11 new players. They'll scrimmage this afternoon. It's part of Bucks Fan Fest, which starts at the arena. The Wisconsin women's hockey team opened the season with a win last night, beating Minnesota State Mankato 3-0. The two teams play again today in Madison. Also on the high school football schedule last night, D.C. Everest beat Appleton East 35-14. It was Kakana getting their first win of the season, topping Wausau East 17-0. Kimberly knocked off Wausau West 35-7. Other games included Wausau Newman beating Abbotsford 34-33. Menasha topped Marshfield 35-27. Stevens Point got a 23-0 win over Wisconsin Rapids. It was Stratford over Shawamigan 34-7. Rochelle beat Wild Rose 42-8. Pittsville a 44-15 win over Spencer Marshfield Columbus. Owen Withy shut out Gilman 42-0. Nakusa beat Wautoma 34-13. Marathon a 64-6 win over Rib Lake Prentice. It was Auburndale topping Phillips 67-0. Colby got past Osseo Fairchild 49-28. It was Antigo beating Rhinelander 27-0. Amherst topped Wyawega Fremont 48-8. Almond Bancroft a triple overtime win over Port Edwards 26-20. Edgar topped Tomahawk 32-0. Greenwood Grant in a 34-8 win over Thorpe. Hopkins, Minnesota beat Medford 19-7. Iola Scandinavia rolled over Stevens Point Pacelli 51-8. Lakeland topped Ashland 40-7. Manawa got past Wittenberg Burnhamwood 33-12. And also today on the football schedule, Mosinee plays at Merrill. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.